Alright, welcome to another edition of the show. You're listening to Live Free or Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host. My name is Lee Rogers, and I run the alternative news website, RogueGarment.com. Today is January 30th, 2008. And I just watched the Republican presidential debates that aired on CNN, and wow, what a sideshow that was. That was quite the circus they put on there. Of course, you had CIA asset Anderson Cooper, or actually Anderson Vanderbilt, up there moderating the debate. And it was just one of the most ridiculous things that I think I've seen. I mean, how much time can you possibly give to Mitt Romney and John McCain talking about issues of little to no significance? I mean, I don't know the exact question count or exactly how much time each of the candidates received, but clearly Cooper and all his cronies up there that were moderating the debate, they made sure that this is a debate between John McCain and Mitt Romney, and they didn't give Mike Huckabee or Ron Paul that much time at all. And of course, Ron Paul got the least amount of time out of all four of them. And it was just a disgraceful debate in the manner that it was conducted by the moderators. But, you know, this was not to be unexpected. I kind of expected that this was going to happen because the media is selling this whole thing as a race between Mitt Romney and John McCain, even though I think it's pretty much a sealed deal with John McCain being the establishment's choice to be the Republican nomination and the eventual loser to Hillary Clinton in the general election. He's getting all sorts of endorsements. You have Arnold Schwarzenegger endorsing him. You have the Florida governor endorse him that they used to sell his win in Florida. So John McCain is clearly the establishment's choice. You also had Rudy Giuliani, who dropped out of the race. He is endorsing John McCain. And there were reports that that was going to happen last night. We were talking about that. And that's come to pass. Rudy Giuliani is endorsing John McCain. So it's pretty clear that the establishment is getting behind John McCain. And they just want to sell the race as being between Mitt Romney and John McCain. So, oh, there's something to watch. We actually have a choice. And now they're trying to shut out Mike Huckabee, and they're clearly, well, the entire time they've been trying to shut out Ron Paul. But Ron Paul did very well, especially in the last part of the debate. He had some really good segments where he railed on about the war in Iraq, about how we're policing the world, about how our economy is falling apart. And you looked at John McCain's face, you looked at Mitt Romney's face, and, you know, these people, you know, they're just looking at him, and they don't want to touch the things that Ron Paul is talking about. And I think deep down, I think at least Mitt Romney, I think he knows what's really going on. But he doesn't want to actually come out and say what's actually happening. Otherwise, he'd lose his chance to be where he is. And he is bought and paid for by the establishment. And he wants to make sure that continues. He wants to make sure that he continues to be part of the establishment. But I just looked at his mannerisms, and it looked like he actually knew what Ron Paul was talking about, and he understood what was happening. Anyway, I think we're up against a break. Yeah, there's the music. We'll get into the debate and much more news on the other side. You're listening to RBN. Stay tuned.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back to the show, and we're talking about the Republican presidential debate that just took place on CNN. Now, a disgraceful performance by the establishment media, and you just see all these different debates. They're totally staged, all these debates. They are staged in order for the media to present a perception of reality to the average dumbed-down American that's out there. Now, I'm sorry, I don't mean to insult the average American out there, but we have to face facts. We have to face facts that the public is not informed. I mean, that's just what's going on. People are not engaged in the political process. People are not engaged with actually being informed. They think that the establishment media tells them the truth, that they would never lie. They think that because there's all these news networks that we actually have a choice, when in fact it's the illusion of choice, because all these different news networks, they don't give you anything different. It's just the same junk over and over again. I think Ron Paul only got like 6 or 7 questions throughout the entire debate. And they had John McCain and Mitt Romney squabble over little petty differences that really mean nothing. Just a complete waste of airtime. But it's just designed to create the illusion that the debate and the race is between two candidates instead of four that were up there on stage. So just a completely disgraceful performance by the moderators. Of course, it was all designed to be that way. I mean, this is the establishment we're talking about. I mean, heaven forbid they actually have a debate that's actually fair and that gets everybody involved equally. I mean, at least try to make it fair, okay? You know, I can understand if John McCain and Mitt Romney had 12 questions and Ron Paul had eight or nine questions. Okay, I could at least live with that. But when there are certain candidates that get two times the amount of questions, if not higher, and get much more time to talk, it's clear that the debate is being stacked in favor of certain candidates. And clearly, as I said in the first segment, the establishment is getting behind John McCain. I don't think there's any question about that, considering his win in Florida, considering the win in South Carolina. They are going to get behind him, and he's going to be the loser to Hillary Clinton in the general election if the establishment has its way. But, Ron Paul did very well in the debate when they finally let him talk. I mean, you had Anderson Cooper cut in and actually cut him off a few times after they just let John McCain and Mitt Romney just yammer on for minutes on end. I thought that was ridiculous, and clearly, all by design. All by design. But when Ron Paul was actually given the opportunity to speak, I mean, he made these people look like idiots. Because he understands the real problem with what's happening in this country. It has to do with our monetary policy. It has to do with the economy. It has to do with the fact that we're spending all this money overseas. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. You're spending billions of dollars overseas. That is money that could be used here at home to fix things and to resolve issues that are going on with the economy, with our infrastructure, and all these other programs that we really need to phase out. I mean, this is not a very complicated issue. So you attack the problem of the monetary system, and you attack the problem of all this money that we're spending overseas, and then you can look at eventually resolving the issues that we're having with the economy. And the fact that John McCain, Mitt Romney, and Huckabee, that they don't even want to entertain this notion, I think is ridiculous. There is no war on terror. It's a fraud. If there really was a war on terror, and it was real, the borders would have been sealed permanently after 9/11. But what do we have after 9/11? Oh, we have to secure the borders over in Iraq and Afghanistan. But no, we're just going to let all these illegal aliens just cross the border. We're going to give them loans at banks. We're going to treat them like first-class citizens. So the war on terror is a fraud. It's a paradigm that the government and the media are putting out there in order to convince people that the U.S. military has the authority to go in any country that we don't like what they're doing. We can just go in there, we can invade them, based upon the premise that they're harboring terrorists or any number of things. And this is the premise that they're using and will use in the New World Order when we have global government. They will use the U.S. military as a means to enforce global government. I mean, you can listen to Thomas Barnett, one of these war strategists. He was on C-SPAN talking about how they're going to have a Leviathan force that goes right in there that isn't accountable to the Geneva Conventions. And then they'd bring in a system administration force to clean up the mess that the Leviathan force created. And this was on C-SPAN. All right, I mean, he's got these hour-long PowerPoint presentations and all this other stuff. And this is the new model these people are trying to implement. There's also talk of a one-world navy. You have Admiral Michael Mullen, the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He was heavily involved in talks to try to unify a world navy. Of course, you have the Law of the Sea Treaty. The one-world navy will be used to enforce that. I mean, this is some crazy stuff. So the war on terror is a complete fraud, and the fact that Huckabee, Romney, and McCain won't entertain removing bases overseas in order to save money, I think is completely, utterly ridiculous. Anyway, I'm told we have a call, so let's go to the call. Byron in Canada, you're on the air.
Hey, I was watching the debate tonight, and it's pretty much exactly what you said. I don't understand why Ron Paul, when he keeps the questions, I mean, they started out, they went from Romney, McCain, they jumped him, went to Huckabee, back to Romney, you know, like, why didn't he, if he wasn't such a nice man, he should have stood up and told them to shove it up their butt. that this debate is an absolute farce. And I don't think he got six or seven questions. He might have got maybe four or five at the most. And Ron Paul, I mean, and with his questions, when he has a question, it's short and concise and right to the point. He don't go on and on and on like the others to do. And I just, I don't understand why, you know, he just doesn't stand up and just tell them to shove these debates up their butt. I mean, it's an absolute joke what they're doing to that man.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I could tell that he looked visibly irritated after Anderson Cooper cut him off and didn't even allow him to join in the conversation that Mitt Romney and John McCain had 10 minutes to talk about. It was crazy. And I really wish that he stood up there and said, look, this debate is a farce. It's not fair. You're not giving equal time. Well, so I think there needs to be an improvement in that. You know, at least something like that.
Even O'Huckabee, at the end there, Ron and Huckabee, they kind of, when they kept saying, oh, there'll be time to get back to it, And then they went back to the same old thing. And did you see Ron and O'Huckabee even kind of turned and looked at each other like, you know, what's going on here? I almost felt sorry for Huckabee. But, you know, some of it is Ron's fault, though. I mean, the guy is a nice man, and I voiced my concern before to you. The unfortunate thing with Ron, he really doesn't have the But you take O'Huckabee. O'Huckabee has got compassion when he talks in his voice. And I know it's years from being a minister, you know, that he's developed those techniques. And unfortunately, Ron doesn't come across like that. Now, I'm not saying that's necessarily good or bad, but, you know, for a lot of people out there listening to him, you know, he comes across, I think, if you forget about what the content is of what they're saying and just listening to him, he comes across a lot better than and Ron does. But, you know, like I said, some of this is Ron. Like, Ron doesn't take the bull by the horns and say, hey, you know, I want to talk. I want to get this in there. Like, he sits back like a little boy, and he you know, kind of waits for them to dictate, okay, you can speak now, little Johnny. And, you know, I don't think he fights for his rights enough either on there.
Well, you know, it's interesting you mention that, because if you look at some of the old clips of Ron Paul, especially the one when he's on Morton Downey Jr., I mean, that's the type of Ron Paul that I'd like to see in the debate, where he just goes right at them, you know. But the aggressiveness just isn't there, and I'm not sure if that's something that he's doing intentionally or he's just mellowed out over the past 20 years. But in a case like this, when he's only getting five or six questions or six or seven questions or how many he got in this debate, he really needs to be more aggressive and start going after the moderators a little bit. I mean, he's got nothing to lose at this point.
Yeah. You know, and you made a real good point a while ago. You know, you were saying about terrorism. You know, if terrorism was really a problem, why they don't have the borders closed. Well, you know, Ron Paul, and I've listened to quite a few of the debates, why hasn't he ever brought that up? Why hasn't he ever said, hey, you know, it's, you know, when McCain, and McCain's buzzword is, the, what is it, fundamental Islamic extremist. Every time he's on camera, whether, you know, he's in, don't matter where he's at, those are about the first words out of his mouth. We got a fundamental extreme Islamist, or whatever he says, problem. That's about the first word out of his mouth. It's like that's a buzzword for him, you know, to make sure he gets that point before he says anything else. But why doesn't Ron Paul say, well, looky, John, if these terrorists are such a point, are a big deal, why haven't you got the border on Arizona? Why haven't you got that sealed up by now if it's such a big problem? You know, some of this is his own darn fault.
Yeah, I agree. And, Byron, we're up against a break, but you made some really good points, and I appreciate the call.
All right, buddy.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's hard to say. You know, I really wish Ron Paul would be more aggressive, you know, especially in a debate format like this, because clearly he wasn't being treated fairly. And, you know, I mean, he's got nothing to lose. He's got absolutely nothing to lose by being aggressive because, you know, I mean, he just doesn't have anything to lose. So, but, you know, we're up against a break. We'll get more into this on the other side. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. using this same principle. Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Back to the show, and we've been talking about the Republican presidential debates that aired tonight on CNN. Of course, in case you're just tuning in, the debate was a complete fiasco, more stage theatrics from CNN, and you know, I didn't expect anything less. They pretty much paraded John McCain and Mitt Romney out there, gave them the majority of the time, had them fight over issues of little to no significance. They gave Ron Paul the least amount of questions. Mike Huckabee, he didn't get very many questions either. The whole debate was staged. It was just more bias from the establishment media. And you know, Byron brought up a good point. You know, and Ron Paul performed pretty well when he got time to speak. But really, considering how unfairly he's been treated at these debates, I'm surprised he hasn't just said something about it yet at one of these debates. And you know, maybe we will if he's able to participate in another debate. They may try to shut him out of any future debates, but that remains to be seen. I know, I think they got something with MTV, some sort of candidates forum that's going on there, but I think Ron Paul's going to be participating in that. But clearly, in a format like this, I was really surprised they didn't come out and just say, look, this is not fair. We're not getting equal time. This has to change. And not only that, but whenever I hear John McCain and Mitt Romney talk about this war on terror, these Islamic fundamentalists, this Al-Qaeda that's everywhere, you know, I'm not sure, because Byron brought up a really good point here. You know, why aren't our borders sealed if there really is this war on terror? Like I've mentioned many times in the show before. What I mean, I'm just surprised Ron Paul hasn't used that as ammunition to throw at John McCain, Mitt Romney, and Huckabee, and all these other candidates that believe in this war on terror, which is really a war of terror that's designed to continue American imperialism and pretty much bankrupt our economy. I mean, we just cannot afford spending all this money on a fraudulent war, a phony war, that makes absolutely no sense. Not to mention all the questions about 9/11. The 9/11 Commission was a complete farce, a complete joke. Lots of unanswered questions there. So there's lots of stuff that I think that Ron Paul could be doing a little better. And I'm not trying to criticize the man. I mean, I'm not trying to be a Monday morning quarterback. But clearly, the man has nothing to lose. He has nothing to lose. And these calls are just lining up. So let's get to the phone calls again. Henry of Connecticut, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hello. Can you hear
yes,
me?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you mentioned about – you're right what you're saying about Ron Paul. He got nothing to lose. But here's something. You mentioned the illegal aliens. I don't know if you heard today. I got a couple of things to say. Well, one is that this afternoon before I left for work, I found out that it was very windy around the New York area, and it was windy up here in Connecticut. So we'll cut to the chase. I heard on the 1010 Winds that a man was blown off the roof of a building, you know, because it was very windy, and he was doing some construction work, and he was blown off the roof of the building and got killed, okay? I don't know how high the building was. It may have only been five stories. I'm not talking about, like, the Twin Towers or the Empire State Building or something that high. Well, anyway, what peed me off was... when I heard the thing again after 20 minutes later, and they repeated the news again, they said that it was a Mexican immigrant. Now, you know, with New York, and you know, I doubt, and the guy was working for a construction thing, I doubt he was an immigrant, and I doubt that he was legal.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a ton of illegal aliens all over the place. I traveled down to Long Island like a year and a half ago. And my goodness, there were illegal aliens everywhere, just standing out looking for work. You know, I thought I took the ferry down there. I drove down there after I got on the ferry, and I thought I just drove into Mexico.
This is the thing. I doubt, and I'm tired of these people. I'm sick of these old these people who are much, much older than you and me running the country. They're working in the Illuminati and everything. I mean, exception to people like Ron Paul or Robert Chapman, but most of them who think we should just flood this country with all this crap just so they can make everybody else struggle and work hard while they're taking everybody's jobs and downsizing the labor, the standard of living and everything else. And to give another thing, something else I was going to say, yesterday on the show after yours, and you have a great show, by the way, a guy named John Clark was on Ricky Adams' show, and he said something that startled me. We're actually paying, and this is what people don't realize, and I'm going to see if I could get this together so I could write a book on this. We are actually paying for our own non-Western demise in this country, as well as paying for our own diversity and everything else that's crap. Because John Clark said that the reason why the Cubans don't get along with the Mexicans is because the Cubans can come to some island, I think, somewhere near Puerto Rico, and then get $9,000 in this. And once they get on this island,
right,
they're able to come here. I don't know what that is. There's some program.
Right. Hey, Henry, we're up against a break, but I appreciate the call. Thanks for the comments. We'll be back on our side. We've got lots of phone calls. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Welcome back to the show, and we have John in Tennessee, John in California, and Skip in Florida. We're going to get to your calls in a little bit. I just have to cover this other big news that came out, besides, of course, the Republican presidential debate. We had, of course, this interest rate cut. The Federal Reserve cut interest rates by 50 basis points today, and we have to cover that. That's, of course, big news. Clearly, the Federal Reserve has adopted a policy of devaluing the dollar in order to make the stock market look good, to make the numbers look good. And it's all just an illusion. It's all a facade. And on top of that, we also have the propagandists in the mass media complex, like on CNBC, and they're saying that this is a great thing. Well, maybe great for the people on Wall Street, but anytime the Federal Reserve cuts interest rates, they are basically robbing you of purchasing power. Your bank accounts have less purchasing power after they cut interest rates. The Federal Reserve should be increasing interest rates. And we had gold futures go up to $940 at one point. That's an article from Reuters that gets into that. That's up on my website, roguegarment.com. The U.S. dollar has sunk to an hour low as a result of these interest rates cuts. Reuters did an hour report on that. Let me just read from it. The dollar sank to a fresh two-month low against a basket of major currencies on Wednesday after the Federal Reserve cut benchmark U.S. interest rates by a half percentage point and warned that more would likely be needed to support the faltering economy. So they're not even ruling out additional interest rate cuts. I mean, we could see interest rate cuts drop another point by the time these people are done. And by that time, the dollar is going to be completely in the toilet. I mean, they are just undermining the value of our dollar. It's helping to destroy the economy. It's squeezing the middle class. It's robbing from the poor. It's disgraceful. And Ron Paul is the only man running for president that actually understands this whole concept. You can't devalue the dollar and expect the nation to be strong. I mean, you can just look at history. You can look at the Roman Empire. We're repeating the exact same thing that the Roman Empire did 2,000 years ago. The GAO comptroller even said this. This isn't some wild conspiracy theory. This is history. This is what has happened in the past, and we are repeating it because our country is run by tyrants and the republic has been subverted. Let me go on to some other news pertaining to the economy. IMF says U.S. economic slump is spreading. And that's an article from the Globe and Mail up in Canada. It says here, financial turbulence is carrying the U.S. slump to the rest of the world, and now the global economy is in the midst of a serious slowdown, the IMF said yesterday. So you look at what the IMF is saying, and you see the propaganda put out there in the mass media complex, and it's the exact opposite of what the IMF is saying. Because they know the average American doesn't actually look up news reports on the IMF. Well, we should be paying attention to what these different financial institutions are talking about, especially publications like the Financial Times. They've been talking about this coming global depression for quite some time now. I mean, what else do we have here pertaining to the economy? I mean, I don't know. Just check out my website, roguemery.com. Home foreclosure rate up 79%. I went over that yesterday. The housing market is unraveling. I mean, this is just not looking good. It's not looking good at all. So we'll have to see how this whole thing plays out. But if they continue to cut interest rates and devalue the dollar, we're going to be in for some really tough times ahead. And the crash is just going to be far, far worse if they continue these policies. But anyway, let's get to some phone calls. Let's go to John in Tennessee. John, you're on the air. Hello, John. He dropped? Okay. Let's go to John, California. John, are you there?
Yeah. Are you there?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Pretty good. I want to emphasize to your listeners out there a fact. I was in the newspaper and magazine distribution service for about 10 years. Nothing scares a publisher more than complaints from their advertisers. Myself, I've been getting on the telephone, and I've been calling every advertiser of the CBS, ABC, and NBC affiliates and complaining about the biased reporting in these debates. And I encourage people, get on that telephone. Better yet, send an email, send a letter to these advertisers. I promise you, they will feel, these networks will feel the heat if we turn it up on them.
Absolutely. I think that's a fantastic idea, because if they're not getting revenue in, that's a huge problem for them. And that would be a great way to scare these people, because it doesn't seem like anything else is working.
Let me give you an example. Tomorrow I'm calling my local Kia dealership. I've been going back and forth between the two Korean automobiles, the Kia and the, what's the other one? I can't even remember. I will tell them that I am not going to buy that product just for that reason. And if you don't think they are going to sit down and bawl like babies, then you don't know what's going on.
Well, so, you know, what's interesting is I've seen News Corp stock drop quite a bit. You know, I think that might be the result of some of the pressure and the heat that they're feeling from Ron Paul supporters and people who believe that they don't report the news, that they're just spreading propaganda. So, you know, I'm hopeful that more and more people will stand up and do exactly what you're doing, because, I mean, we have to go up to the media. I mean, the media they're one of the biggest problems that we're facing, because you see the biased debates, you see the biased coverage, and we really have to go after them. I think that's key in this fight.
Well, the same thing applies to the Internet. I'm going to drop my Yahoo account because I'm sick and tired of their shenanigans also. They're just as much as fault.
Yeah, they're part of the system too. But, John, anything else?
No, that's
before
it.
We move
thank
on?
You. Thank you
All
very
right,
much.
Thanks, John. Appreciate the. Thank you, John. Appreciate the call. Let me see. Who else do we have here? Let's go to Skip in Florida. Skip, you're on the air.
Hey, Normley. I was just wondering, yes, did you happen to catch the FAU debate down here in Florida with the Republicans?
I've seen pretty much all of them. That was the one that aired before this one. Is that correct?
Right, yeah. Did you? I wasn't sure how many people caught when the guy was questioning Romney about how much money he spent on television ads down here. And a little statement that he made, I was really surprised nobody caught it, was, he said, "I don't care what the voters want." Did you catch that?
Yeah, you know, actually, I saw a clip of that. He said something along the lines that, like, "Oh, I just care about the people up on stage. I don't care what the voters want." Was it something like that?
Yeah, first when they questioned him, then the guy come back, he said, "Well, the voters want to know, you know, what you spent." And he says, "Well, I don't care what the voters want." And then he caught himself because he just dropped his face. I mean, he knew he made a mistake. And I said, "Oh, my God." I said, "This is going to kill him." And surprisingly, it didn't. But he covered it up real good.
Yeah, well, the mass media complex, they're not going to show that clip over and over again because they have to sell the whole fraud that the race is between Romney and McCain. So they can't play that clip over and over again and make a huge media spectacle out of it, you know, because he's part of the establishment. So they cut their own people breaks like this, and
right.
They shouldn't be.
Yeah, it'd be nice though, if some other people could get a hold of that tape and air it on YouTube and stuff like that. You know, let the general public hear that a few times.
Yeah, I know I saw that clip floating around on some of the big Ron Paul forums. I know it's out there.
Is it
I'm
good?
Sure it's on YouTube.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. That was about it.
All right, thanks, Skip. I appreciate the call.
Sure enough.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's really horrifying when you see this mass media complex and the fact that these people, they just don't care. They don't care how biased they are. They don't care all the little dirty tricks that they play. I mean, these people have an agenda, and the agenda is to ensure that the status quo remains the status quo. That's why you see across the board, whether it's CNN, whether it's Fox News, whether it's the big networks, that's why you see them trying to portray this whole reality that, oh, well, we have the Democrats on one side of it, you have the Republicans on the other side of it, and then they say, oh, well, these are the front runners on both sides. And you look at the front runners that they're trying to choose for us. And you look at these people, and there's practically no difference between any of these candidates. The differences are minor. All these people are either fascists, communists, socialists, or collectivists. Whatever label you want to give them, they are against individual liberty. They don't talk about the Constitution. They don't talk about the concepts of freedom, of what the Founding Fathers believed in, of our republic. I mean, what do you hear from these people? I mean, what do you hear from these people? You hear on the Republican side of it, you hear them talking about how we have to fight this endless war against an enemy that doesn't even exist. You hear that from all the so-called media frontrunners, the media-chosen frontrunners. And then on the Democrat side of it, they don't play up the war issue as much, even though their votes have proven that they're supportive of the war effort, because they vote to fund the war. You know, but, of course, they get on air and they say, oh, well, no, we're against the war and we want to bring the troops home. And then they push all this universal health care crap that's going to allow these people to start implementing their eugenics agenda a lot more easily. And if you have a universal health care, it's more control over the public. It's more control over the people. Because if you have a universal health care plan, I mean, and the government is involved in that whole deal, That means you're going to get lousy health care because you're paying the government to provide this service. And if you look at all the other services that government has provided in the past 100 or so years, it's been awful. Look at Social Security. I mean, do you think that's really made people more secure? Absolutely not. You're more secure if you're allowed to keep your own money and you're allowed to make your own decision as to what you are going to do with your money instead of giving your money to a government bureaucracy and then they decide how to spend it. It's inefficient. And I tell you what, the health care in the United States military is awful. If you want to see what government-run health care is like, just go to a VA hospital and check it out. It's not very good. So that's the type of universal health care you're going to get. But both sides of this phony political paradigm, what they do is they play up certain issues that, you know, I actually agree with on some regard. You know, I mean, they do say a few good things here and there. But then the rest of their platform is garbage. And then what always gets implemented when they get into office is all the garbage issues that they've been talking about when they've been campaigning. So if Hillary Clinton gets in, and that looks to be the plan, she's going to push for collectivism, for universal health care, for more government-run programs, and all this other stuff. And then, I mean, let's just say the Republicans somehow get in, even though I know that's not the plan. But let's just say somebody like John McCain gets in there. He's going to be for perpetual war, spending more money on the military-industrial complex. He's going to push that whole guest worker program, that McCain-Kennedy bill, the amnesty bill, and he's going to push for more big government. Both sides of the phony political paradigm are for big government. They're for the establishment. They're for getting more money into the establishment. So there really is no difference between these people. It's just minor differences that they play up through the mass media complex on issues of little to no significance. And those are your differences. But anything that has any substance or importance, they're all 100% behind it. You can just look at H.R. 1955, the Thought Crimes Bill. You're going to get the Patriot Act. You're going to get all these defense spending bills. It's out of control. And they are 100% behind what the establishment wants. And then they quabble over issues of little to no significance. But we have some more calls lined up. Let's go to Gary in Tennessee. Gary, you're on the air.
How you doing this evening?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
I wanted to add something to, I think it was a caller before last, about calling up the sponsors and complaining. Every
yes.
station has an FCC license issued, and it comes up for renewal, I'm guessing, about every 5 years, and about 30 to 60 days before that renewal hearing that they have with the FCC, they advertise it on the air, and if the people in that viewing area, say at the TV station or a radio station or whatever, if they would do mass writings of letters to the FCC complaining about that they're not serving the public interest, this is a key phrase, and that if they are doing what they're doing, which we all know what they're doing, if the FCC gets enough letters from them, there's a possibility that that station will not get its license renewed. I know personally the owner of one of the largest downstate Illinois CBS television stations, and I worked there, and he was nervous as a horn church when station license renewal came up, and I think that's another second prong of the attack that ought to be going on besides the advertisers, and that's all I've got to say.
All right, thanks, Gary. Appreciate the call. Lots of good points there. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would love to see Fox News get their FCC license revoked. I think that would be fantastic, you know, because, I mean, what does Fox News do for the public interest? They do absolutely nothing for the public interest, because what they do is they get out there and they spread all this propaganda. I mean, it's blatant propaganda. They spread propaganda for the war. They spread propaganda for the government. They are completely unfair and unbalanced because they never bring on anybody who believes in libertarianism. They don't bring on anybody who believes in the Constitution, bar maybe a few people here and there. I mean, who we have? Andrew Napolitano is probably the only constitutionalist that they actually allow on there on a regular basis. The rest of the time, what they have is they have all these people who are part of these establishment think tanks, either part of the Republican Party or the Democrat Party, that are up high level within those different systems. It's ridiculous. But yeah, I'd be all for that. I think that's a fantastic idea. You go after advertisers, you go after their licensing. You know, at very least, it would be a real pain in the neck for these people. And I think that'd be a good thing. Last segment coming up, we got Frank in New York, so we'll get to your call on the other side. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. Last segment here on the program. Just a quick word from one of RBN's sponsors, HempUSA.org. They're suppliers of fine hemp products. Heard lots of good things about their fine hemp products, and I'm actually getting some myself, and I can't wait to try it out. Heard so many good things about them. Again, HempUSA.org. And if you'd like to call them and place an order, that phone number is 908-691-691. 908-908-691-2608, hempusa.org. Let me see here. We do have a call holding. Let's go to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on the air.
Thanks, Lee. How you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. I got a couple quick points. You talked about Fox. I'll tell you, I told a friend of mine a couple months back, I said Fox has great graphics and hot chicks, and they've mesmerized a lot of the Republican males around the country. Last night you had a couple callers who were giving you a hard time. I think you were quite in line, and I think you bent over backwards to be fair and to be courteous. I think those guys, I don't know if they had a little moonshine in them or what, but I think they were out of line. And lastly, you were talking earlier about the people in the country being unaware, and that's the case. Anybody who watched that debate tonight could see that Ron Paul was getting shortchanged all around, no doubt about it. He made sense when he talked. The people who watch that show are aware of that, but 99.9% of the other people aren't. And tomorrow when they pick up the headlines, it'll be the squabbles that'll be all over the headlines between McCain and Romney and a little bit here of Huckabee, and then maybe a cent of Ron Paul name mentioned. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's clearly an effort to black out Ron Paul in the mass media, especially after he got second place in Nevada. After that, we haven't heard much from him at all.
I understand that. Well, you know, I'm one of the meetup groups, and I think a lot of people think that he's going to try to make a shot coming up here, on the 5th, hopefully, on Super Tuesday. You know, if not, you know, like you said in an earlier call or two, he should have just got up today. You know, he was trying to get his a say in there. I mean, it was, and the way they did it, you know, instead of just going right down the line, they made a point of jumping over him, as I think one of the callers from Canada said, you know, just to kind of belittle him, I think. And then they just ignore him, you know. But the people who saw that, I think, are aware of that. And when he did talk, he talked sense. He doesn't just go mumbo-jumbo political garble. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All the stuff I heard from John McCain and Mitt Romney, it was a bunch of crap.
Oh, exactly.
You know, they're arguing about all their little political differences,
all this name
and I don't care about that stuff.
Right, right. See, but the media, you know, tomorrow Fox will just be showing that 80% of the day, CNBC, you know, MSNBC, CNN, and the people who pick up the newspapers. The people who didn't watch the debate, they won't hear of any of Ron Paul's stances. If they, when they know his stances, where he stands on keeping the internet open, legalizing marijuana, keeping vitamins available to the public, he voted against the Patriot Act. You know, he's voted against, I don't know if he voted against NAFTA, but you know, he wants to keep the borders closed, bring the troops home. You know, when his message gets out there, it reverberates. But I mean, we all know that they're trying to keep it in a bottle, and they're doing a pretty damn good job of it, unfortunately. You know, but we're gonna have to see come next Tuesday.
Yeah, absolutely. And Frank, we're just out of time, but I appreciate the call.
Hey, Lee, thank you. You got a great show. Keep up the good work.
All right, thanks, Frank. Appreciate it. Yeah, absolutely. I think the dam is about to burst on this thing. And I think the Ron Paul campaign is just the beginning. You know, that's my personal belief. And you know what? I mean, the fact that he did well in Nevada, the fact they did well in Louisiana, the fact that it looks like he's going to do well in Maine, I think shows that we've come a long way in pushing this message forward. And, you know, I really wish that he do better in these debates, especially considering the format and what have you. But, you know, we have had a lot of successes. He's done very well for a campaign that's based off of a libertarian point of view, a pro-constitution point of view. So I think there's been a lot of positives, but there's a lot of work to be done. But anyway, I'm just out of time. Stay tuned for Rick Adams, and we'll do this again tomorrow. Take it easy.